Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have an amazing actor, director, producer, screenwriter, but it's only one person, and her name is...
Jacqueline Murphy.
She wrote, directed, and produced a short film called The Admired and turned that into a series. It has won multiple awards, and we're going to play a little bit of a clip of that right now.
Sam.
Olivia.
Have you seen Billy?
Why don't you sit down for a minute?
Sure. Anything for the head of the studio. Listen, I didn't get a chance to read the script yet.
We just offered the role to Starlet.
Starlet? Are you kidding? You told me that role was written for me.
There's nothing more to be discussed. The deal is done. But if you still want to work on the picture, I can offer you the role of the mother.
What?
Besides, you're not getting any younger.
How dare you?
Be careful, Olivia. I know what your situation is.
You don't know anything, Sam.
Everybody knows your husband pissed away your fortune. If I were you, I'd take any role I was offered. Hey, no, it's not
okay. That was pretty cool. So Jacqueline has played a lot of nursing parts, and we're going to go into that and why and how that actually started her career. Let's just get Jacqueline Murphy on the phone right now, and let's see what she has to offer you. But before we get to that, I am a real estate broker and I have a free nationwide real estate agent referral service. You don't know a real estate agent, give me a call. I'll do all the research and I'll find the best agent for you in your hyper local area. And if you live in Los Angeles, California, I would love to co-list your house with one of my 300 real estate agents that I partner with, teamriley.com, teamriley.com. Now let's get back to the interview. And here we go.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Good, Johnny.
Hey, so you're on the East Coast right now, right?
I'm on the East Coast right now. I'm actually out in the Hamptons. We were at the Hampton Classic at the horse show yesterday.
Oh, wow. You've done a lot of plays. Is that how you started out doing plays, or did you start out on television?
Started out doing both. That's a great question, because I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts and
right.
on Madison and the old Stanford White Building, the famous architect, and they always encourage you to do plays. So I did some plays at the Neighborhood Playhouse, and then off-Broadway on 42nd at the Samuel Beckett Theater. It was Labs with Playwrights Horizon, which was very big at the time. I out of the Hamptons as well, Johnny, cast in a role at the Bay Street Theater in Sag Harbor, which is very big out here. Like, a lot of well-known actors and directors come out, and I played Kate Keller in The Miracle Worker.
Wow.
Helen Keller's mom.
Wow.
And then I looked at my husband, and I said, I started Screen Actors Guild since like 1980, late 80s. My first role was with Robert Redford in Legal Eagle.
Oh, wow.
And Ivan Reitman, the Ghostbuster director, He looked at me and he said, I would like you to be the co-check girl in Sotheby's opposite Robert Redford.
Ba-bam!
And every day when I would go to the American Academy, when you walk in the lobby, they have pictures of all the stars that had come out of there, and Robert Redford was one of them, as well as Kate Jackson, which people had said to me at the time, I look like her.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh my God, what am I going to say to Robert Redford? Like, my first part in the movie, it was, you know, I was so excited. So I get introduced to him and I say, Mr. Redford, nice to meet you. We have something in common. We're both alumni from the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. And he couldn't be nicer. So we did the part, and he did his scene first, then I was by the camera doing the reverse shot, and Ivan was like, okay, hug the camera, like, you know, get really close, and he was showing me the ropes, and I'll never forget how kind and nice he was.
God, that's amazing.
That was a great first experience. Then I also have my RN degree. My mom wanted me to have a profession, and I loved helping people. That actually, after I finished the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, I was also working at New York Hospital Presbyterian in the city. When I started sending out my headshot to the soap operas and movie people, all my children called me. I wound up landing a recurring role as Nurse Thomas in All My Children. Back in the 90s, the soaps were so glamorous to work on. And I had scenes opposite Susan Lucci and Peter Bergman, who is now on Young and Restless.
Awesome.
It was like the time to be on the soaps in New York in the 90s. So that started my career. They also asked me to be a medical consultant.
Amazing.
I was on the floor working with the directors, and casting called me up, and I thought, oh my God, what did I do?
You're in trouble.
They said, you've been so terrific, and you play the nurses so naturally, and the directors are raving about how you're helping them, and we'd like to pay you to be a medical consultant as well. I was thrilled. From there, I did all the soap operas in New York, Loving, Ryan's Hope, Guiding Light, As the World Turns, Another World, All My Children, One Life to Live. And then I jumped over to doing more films. I played a nurse in Hannah and Her Sisters, Woody Allen's film.
How many nurse roles do you think you've played?
Oh my God. I would say about 20 nurse roles.
Yeah, because I kind of see them on your hidden resume too, like in other things I was investigating. I go, there's the nurse again. Then it seems like a lot of times you play a role with the name Jackie. And I was like, oh man, she should have been Nurse Jackie.
Oh, that is so hysterical. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they got to know me. And I remember in Cocktail, I had a part sitting on the bus with Tom Cruise holding a baby.
Yeah.
They needed to have a nurse on set, Johnny. It was like a 2-in-1. They liked my work and me, so they also gave me the part.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was just like, she was in Cocktail. I was wondering if that was actually you on there. So did you have any conversations with him, like on the downtime?
Of course, I was sitting right next to him.
And is he super nice?
Oh, super nice. I mean, he was at the top of his game, a young guy. He still is at the top of his game. But I mean, you know, he's one of those people that laughs and laughs. It's the opening scene where on the bus, he picks up my baby and he says, you see that city kid? One day it's going to be yours. So that was the theme of him rising as a bartender, you know, and that kind of thing.
I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, it was so much fun.
That's kind of cool. You got to work with all those celebrities.
Like yourself, sometimes I even fell into interviewing celebrities. Like you, Johnny, I love talking to people and interviewing them. So I started doing red carpet events. I've met Eve Ensler, wonderful playwright, Ang Lee, the director, John Boyd, Cheryl Lee Ralph, who's become a friend. She's very big on Elementary right now, the TV show.
Harry Hamlin.
Yeah, like, so it just snowballed into different things. I have many things that I love to do, and whatever comes up, I jump on it.
Let me ask you a few questions.
Sure.
So were you worried about confusing the audience on Law & Order because you had a part in there in 1990s and you came back in 2002? Because I interview a lot of people who sometimes said they auditioned like 9 or 10 times to get on Law & Order. How was your experience to getting on there?
The first season of Law & Order, there was a very good director, but he was really strict. His name was E.G. Swackhammer.
Swackhammer.
E.G. Swackhammer in my episode with George Sunza. So it was the first season. And when the director found out I was a nurse, he's like, okay, I want her.
Of course.
So that was amazing. And then Criminal Intent came along. It was like 12 years later. But the lawyer scene was pretty cool because it was with Courtney Vance, Vincent D'Onofrio, and Michael Murphy, who played Jill Clayburgh's husband in An Unmarried Woman. It was a guest star role. I was thrilled to get out of the nursing roles because I played so many. You know, my dream is to be a working actress, not be typecast.
Right.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
A lot of artists, including myself, get frustrated about not getting that right part. So you create your own opportunities, whether you write, produce, direct, or star in it. I have a couple of movies on Amazon I did myself. Tell us about your experience with that.
So right now, I'm excited about being creative. I wrote, produced, directed, and starred in a film that I came up with this idea. It's called The Admired, about a failing actress in L.A., you know, in her 40s, who makes a Faustian deal with the devil to time travel back to 1940s Hollywood and become a big movie star.
Ooh, I like that.
And when I did it, I was so intrigued with movie stars like Veronica Lake and Rita Hayworth. I just did it as a labor of love, not thinking like I would win awards. It was just great to do and empowering.
On the intro, I played a clip from your demo reel. That's how I started the show.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, so it was kind of cool. Because my question about that, so you make a short film. Later on, you made a series of it, but you made a short film, and then it just starts winning, like, all these awards. So you had no expectations of that at all?
Not at all. And I was so thrilled. And my message to everybody is, from my nieces and nephews to other actors to friends, is to go for your dream and be empowered. Think out of the box and just see what you could do.
That was all just a shock to you?
No, I didn't expect it. And we won 50 plus awards on the circuit.
Wow.
See what the opportunities are out there and then go for it. We went to the London Film Festival and I had won Best Actress Award. And I looked at my husband, Fred, and I said, oh my God, I guess I could put my head on the pillow and rest because, like, I finally got a Best Actress Award. But who would have thought?
Yeah.
I honed my writing skills the last 3 years and I took The Admired and I morphed it into a new show called Sorceress of Hollywood.
Oh. Okay.
And the character, Olivia, who wants to be a big star, realizes she has a hidden talent for magic. And she starts to use it to empower herself and others and make changes in Hollywood. With all these shows that are out now, like House of Dragons and Lord of the Rings, I just feel like people want to go into that world a little more.
Okay.
I just developed Olivia, the actress, instead of having to wait on the devil to give her dream, she somehow discovers she can do magic herself, which I guess is my message, Donnie, to everybody. Find the magic within yourself and make it happen and empower yourself. Because I really believe we all have hidden talents that we don't know about. And when you start to do something, you might surprise yourself and be really thrilled.
I love doing all the research. I'm going to run over some of the things that you've done. I really like that. I think it was one of the first Geico commercials where the guy's kind of like a caveman. You had him in the cheerleading outfit.
Oh, that's hysterical. Well, that was my first year out in LA. And I, believe it or not, I submitted myself on Actors Access for that role. And I arrived at the Biltmore Hotel and I didn't realize it was for Geico because it just said cheerleading coach. They didn't want to advertise that. So I do my audition and I go home and I don't hear for a month. I will never forget this. Good Friday, I get a call. Jacqueline, no ifs, ands, or buts. The client wants you.
Oh, wow.
And that commercial ran for like 2 years. I love the comedy of the commercial. It was a lot of fun. If you put in Google Geico cheerleader coach, it comes up very easily.
One thing I really like, Upper East Side, I love your look in that. The hair, the makeup, the clothes, the accessories. You know, when you go look at all your clips, you know, you're playing a nurse here. You're doing, but that, I don't know. It was like, that was like movie star-ish. It looked really, the look was great. It was amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, Upper East Side was great. I have happened to live on the Upper East Side ever since I moved to New York, like 30 years ago or so. So I know those ladies. Yeah, like even the Hampton Horse Show, the classic horse show yesterday, I wore like a long dress with the hat. I love dress up. I guess that's part of acting too. You know, when I put my costume on for Kate Keller in The Miracle Worker, it was this like long petticoat skirt and the button up boots. You just get into character that way. A lot of actors are like that. Like Meryl Streep used to say, I find the shoes of the character and I start to become that character. And I think that's true for me.
Oh, that's interesting. Hey, on some of your training, so it says the word Stella Alders. Did you actually work with Stella? I'm saying her name right?
Stella Adler.
Yeah.
Oh, that was an amazing experience. I wanted to be a triple threat. I wanted to work on Broadway and dancing and act. You know, we all checked out, well, who's the best teacher to study with? And back in the day, it was Stella Adler because she had worked with Marlon Brando. Matthew Modine was in my class, Shelley Hackett, even Murphy Brown. Candace Bergman came to one of Stella's iconic classes, which was a script interpretation class. And it was held in this huge auditorium. She would take a play like Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman and break it down and go through the subtext and what is the social situation. I mean, you would get notes and Ibsen and Strindberg and Chekhov. You'd work on all these great plays. And then, of course, I did her theme study class.
That's great.
People were more interested in my going and working with her than any of the other teachers that I worked with.
That's what I was thinking, because I see there's a workshop there with Christian Slater's mom, Mary Jo Slater. How was that?
Oh, I love her. She gave me my first part on One Life to Live as Cowgirl.
Yeehaw!
in the bar, in the Western bar. And I remember putting on my boots and this long little cowgirl skirt. And Erica Slezak was a wonderful actor on the show. Her father was Victor Slezak. That really was the first part I had on a soap opera. And then I segued into the nurse role.
A question about that, because I noticed I don't see any of your acting stuff like when you were in your teenage years. Was it your choice to wait till you were adult, or was it you and your mom's choice? Because I'm sure you might have had interest in the beginning. So did you kind of want to do it, or no?
I always wanted to be an actress. Ever since I was three, I'd be watching Mae West with my grandfather, and they would be busy, say, having a little party one night, and I'd get everybody's attention by walking into the kitchen and saying, "Hello, big boy. Why don't you come up and see me sometime?" I would imitate. I would put my brothers and sisters to use. We used to imitate the sound of music. I'd play the piano because I know how to play piano. And I would say, "Okay, we're doing Climb Every Mountain. And you guys start at the basement steps." And the piano was right on the first floor. I said, "So when I hit Till You Find Your Dream, you got to be at the top of the stairs." So I was directing them, and I always wanted it. We were a hardworking family. I tried to give myself everything I could to be the best that I could as an actress. And my mom wanting me to have a profession in an area that I would enjoy helping people, it was the best thing. And I never thought that the nursing would dovetail into the acting. But I guess I have angels, and God must have been watching over me, because it really helped me segue in, because my acting friends were, "How'd you get that job? I'm having such a hard time." But You have to have the skills, and I did. And so that was a beautiful surprise and a blessing to break in that way.
A couple of quick questions. I see something, you had something to do with Goodfellas, but I didn't see a credit. What did you have to do with that?
Oh, Goodfellas. Oh, that was great. Oh, yeah. We were shooting at the Copacabana, the nightclub in the E60s.
Right.
And I was cast as a cocktail waitress. I had the blue eyeshadow, the hair up, the little French maid costume that they wore. So Marty was doing one of his famous long shots through the back of the kitchen of the Copa onto the dance floor. I was one of the cocktail waitresses in the scene with Ray Liotta, Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel, Lorraine Bracco. You know, I got to meet all these amazing actors and Robert De Niro. We have a break. I go to the restroom, and Marty's mom, Catherine, because he used to put his mom and dad in all his films, she has her head down and she's like, "Honey, I don't feel well." And I say, "I'm a nurse. Can I take your pulse?" She goes, "Sure." Well, her pulse was racy. It was a hot summer day. I said, "What did you eat? Did you have any mayo?" She said, "Yes." I told Joe Reedy, the first AD. We got Catherine to the emergency. People went to see her, took care of her. And Marty was so amazing and grateful. He said, "I have a scene with Julie Garfield and Robert De Niro, who played Ray Liotta's and Lorraine Bracco's parents. They're going to have a baby." Ray and Lorraine were having a baby in Goodfellas. "And I'd like you to be the nurse to bring in the baby in the scene." So I said, "Great." I remember I go down to shoot. We were shooting at a courthouse downtown that they made into the hospital. Robert De Niro comes over and he extends his hands and he said, "Hi, I'm Bobby De Niro." And I smile and I say, "Yes, I know who you are." It was just such a wonderful experience. But again, the nursing came into hand. They got to know me and really liked me. And being that they needed a nurse to have the baby, so I had the two on-camera parts, but I also was the nurse on set. I got to hang with Lorraine. She and Harvey had their daughter Stella at the time. Any scene that there was the baby, there I was. So if I wasn't getting acting work and I was free to be a nurse, I would be working on Goodfellas. It worked.
Three men and a baby. The scene cut off before you were saying something to Ted Danson. What'd you say to him?
Oh, okay. I said, "It's right there, but it just left." And that was by director Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, my gosh.
And I could not wrap my head around the fact that Leonard Nimoy was directing. You know, it was a big deal. It was the first film he directed, you know, our Star Trek buddy.
Wow.
And to be in a scene with Ted Danson, Tom Selleck, and Steve Guttenberg, it's like, whoa. That was right after Legal Eagles. That was my second part. It's just like, oh, my God. You know, and I was sitting quietly. I was on set. This is for all the actors out there that think something can happen. I was told by the casting person that I might have a part, and I was reading a play, homework for Stella Adler's class, and Leonard came over to me and he said, young lady, he said, I'd like you to be in a scene with our three leads. And he said, let's do a rehearsal. So I put the play down. I get up. My heart's beating a mile a minute. I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope he likes this. He said, this is what you're going to say. This is what you're going to do. It was at JFK where we were shooting. He said, okay, let's shoot it. And I'm like, yo, whoa, this is going to be another great part for me with these iconic actors. So we shot it and it's a credit and I still get residuals for all these things that you've brought up today.
Pretty awesome.
It's like Christmas in the mailbox. You go down and there's a check. It's a nice reward because we all wait and we all hope and dream. But those are the little rewards from the universe.
Right. So two more things. So a lot of people do this show here in LA, which you've recently did. It's called The Jimmy Star Show. Did you have a good time doing that?
Jimmy Starr and Ron Russell are great. Yes, I met them at my friend Sue Wong's beautiful, iconic Hollywood home that was owned by an MGM studio head. And she has the MGM Lions there. Anyway, Ron says, hi. And he goes, what are you up to? I said, oh, I have an award-winning film about Hollywood. And Sue Wong is a famous costume designer and good friend of mine. She actually gave me 30 gowns for myself and the extras to wear and won 3 costume designer awards, gowns from the admired.
I saw that.
So Ron says, oh my God, I love old Hollywood. I worked with Jane Russell and Rock Hudson. I had a crush on Rock. Will you be on our show? I said, I'd be delighted to be on your show. He said, you and I are going to hit it off. We all love old Hollywood, which really is what my film is about. It's a tribute to old Hollywood. We had a great interview talking about The Admired and what the future episodes for it might be and Sorcerers of Hollywood and how that's going to morph from the original film and Ron's experiences in Hollywood and mine. They were fun and upbeat, just like you, Johnny.
I love them. I met them a few times on some red carpet things I was covering. They're awesome.
Yeah.
So wrapping up here, what is the one advice in this year, 2022, that you have for a young actor, whether it's a male or female, getting into this business? What advice do you have for them so they can keep going? They may be saying, I'm quitting, but they're like, wow, I just heard Jacqueline and she just gave me the inspiration. What do you have for us to keep going and moving forward?
Be fearless. Go for it. You don't know what hidden talent you have inside of you. Network and meet as many people as you can. You never know where something might open up for you. Keep honing your skills. Empower yourself. Have what success is defined as when skill and talent meet opportunity. You work on your skill and your talent and network so that you could make your own opportunities and don't be afraid to go for your dream. Don't listen to the naysayers. Just have your own blinders on like you're a racehorse and just keep going for that finish line to win.
Well, that's awesome.
It doesn't have to be a win. It could be a personal win. It doesn't have to always be something that's transactional. You could like, oh my God, I just hit that golf ball, you know, at a speed of 90 miles an hour. But whatever your win, it could be 40 miles an hour, you know?
That's true. So wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
Well, I'm delighted to meet you. Thank you so much for taking the time today and for your research. Your questions were fantastic. I want to just send my wishes and empower everybody out there to go for their dreams and tell you and them you can do it.
Hey, Jacqueline, thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate it. It's been a while since I did a podcast. I love getting back into this. I just absolutely love doing this. I do this for absolutely free. I do it just to keep people going. I want to give a show to where we can bring people on like you and they can just, they're thinking about quitting and, or I don't know, it's just so tough to just keep going and they look at you and you see all your successes and bam, if Jacqueline can do it, I can do it too. So thank you so much for being on my show. I sincerely appreciate it.
You just encapsulated my message. I want people to know I started out. It wasn't easy, but I just kept going. And you need to be seen. You need to move forward. You need to be in action. Like, thank you so much, Johnny. Keep going for your dream.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's give it up for Jacqueline Murphy. Yeah, that is a movie star name, Jacqueline Murphy. Let's do a quick little recap. She started her career with Robert Redford, then she moved on to Tom Cruise, she did red carpet interviews, she wrote, produced, directed, and starred in her own short called The Admired, that's won several awards including 7 Best Actress Awards, and she also turned that into a series and a spinoff on top of that. Wow. She says, find the magic within you and make it happen, and she could be the reason you're saving 15% or more on your car insurance. She was trained by Stella Adler, and the Goodfellas story was so amazing. Opportunity, networking, and remember, in your acting career, Jacqueline says, Put blinders on like you're at the horse races. Don't worry about what's going on behind you or on the side of you. Look straight ahead, see your future, be your future. If you'd like more information on Jacqueline Murphy, just go to jacquelinemurphy.net, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E, Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y.net. I could have spoken to her for at least 2 hours. I absolutely love her, and it was an honor to have her on my podcast. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. I'm going to play this weekend. Check me out at Johnny Keith, K-E-A-T-T-H, on Instagram. And thank you, Jacqueline, for your private advice on stage fright. Also, remember, if you're looking for a real estate agent, teamreilly.com. That's T-E-A-M-R-I-L-E-Y.com. Oh, really? No, Riley. That's all for this edition of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.